Hi everyone, my name's Denise O'Dwyer and I'm a Chinese astrology specialist. And I do blogs and I do talks and I do lots of consultations with Chinese astrology. And I thought it was time to probably do a series of podcasts because Chinese astrology is how I see the world. I don't know how people really make sense of their lives without using astrology. And so it's the same for my clients. So they work with me and get insights to who they are, how they are, where they are in their lives. And then they go forward and with clarity and they understand their lives in a way in which they've never understood it before. And the thing that I really, really enjoy doing is looking at important events that happen with people in the news and unpack their chart and then see what's going on for them. So why they are where they are and what has perhaps precipitated an event that they're going through. And it's really revealing and absolutely fascinating. And I always say to my astrology students that you have to have a real curiosity about people's lives and human nature to be a good astrologer. So when anything important happens or fascinating happens, I'm there unpacking the chart, having a look at what's going on and seeing why it's happened. Could they have done something different and perhaps gone down a different route? Would the hindsight of astrology have helped them do something different? Who knows? So what I thought I would do is look at the big story today. So today is the 14th of November 2020, and the huge story this morning when I put the news on is the story of Dominic Cummings, who has resigned from his post as chief advisor to Boris Johnson in the government. I'm just going to open up his chart. So Dominic Cummings, yeah, so he's been involved with the government in an advisory role since 2007, and he's done various different roles. He was special advisor to Michael Gove, and when Michael Gove was education secretary, and what else has he done? Very famously was involved in the Vote Leave campaign that was going on in, so he was involved between 2015 and 2016. So he was the director of the Vote Leave campaign and the 2016 referendum. So he's had a lot of influence on what's been going on here in the UK. And then when Boris Johnson was appointed Prime Minister in July 2019, Dominic Cummings was appointed chief advisor to the Prime Minister. And so he's been in the public eye a lot since that happened, and so very influential in steering the government or steering Boris Johnson through some of the policies and some of the events and decisions that have been going on here in this country. And then yesterday on the 13th of November, there was a shock announcement that he had left, and a photograph of him appeared on the news of him walking through the famous door of Downing Street with a cardboard box in his hand. It was a great shot. He was walking out as a lonely figure. It was all dark because it's November time and the lights on behind him in Downing Street as he walked out with one single cardboard box. It's interesting also that he chose to come out of the front door and not the back door. But that you can see in his chart. So I'll talk a little bit about why I think that is just so completely fitting for him and his chart. So let's have a look. Let's see who he is and what perhaps has led to this decision that he made yesterday to quit and leave Downing Street. Apparently he's working from home until he works out his notice period. So big day yesterday for Dominic Cummings. Let's have a look. So in Chinese astrology, it's a four pillars chart. It looks very different to Western astrology. And so we're looking at four pillars and everything in that four pillars describes us and our lives, life experiences, our personalities, our qualities, why we do what we do, why we feel the way we feel. And also it provides a map of our life. So I don't have Dominic Cummings' hour, and that's fine, because one of the great things about Chinese astrology is you don't have to have the hour in order to read a chart meaningfully. And so what I'm looking at here is a pillar that represents the year that he's born, the month that he's born, and the day that he's born in. So when we look at the chart, we always read from the year first. So he's a yin metal pig, and his month is yin earth pig, and his day is yang wood tiger. So that constitutes Dominic Cummings' chart, and everything amazingly is contained in those pillars that we can see. So let's have a look. Who is he? So Dominic Cummings, as a yang wood tiger. So the day that you're born really defines who you are, and everything that happens subsequently in your life kind of unfolds in relation to that day pillar. So if you know somebody's day pillar, you have a really good idea of who they are and how they operate in life and what they're looking for. You know, what are their desires and what are their motivations? So when we look at Dominic Cummings' chart as a wood tiger, we call that Jiat Yin. So the image of Jiat Yin is a massive tree that upholds the sky. So it's a tree that is like the tallest tree, such as the massive redwood tree or something that's just the biggest tree in the forest that you can't miss. We say this is like the toughest, hardest wood. It's taller than any other tree, so it's very visible. And this pillar, because it's pure wood, so it's using the five element sequence that we use in Chinese astrology, this is a pure wood pillar. It's yang wood sitting on the tiger, which is also yang wood. And these people born with this pillar are the ultimate strategists. So they're shrewd, they're very matter of fact, very kind of plain speaking. They'll say how it is, without emotion. So all yang wood people tend to be very straightforward and very perhaps blunt, perhaps in their communication. So he, because he's wood and wood, this is the very intense form of the yang wood element. So he's shrewd, he's matter of fact, says it as it is, perhaps appearing insensitive, because this pillar is also quite unemotional in their life, very, very stubborn. So all yang wood people will go down with the sinking ship. So here we go, we've got double yang wood, so super, super stubborn, very hardworking, and high level of self-belief, so real certainty to how he operates, and nothing is too difficult, nothing gets in the way, nothing is going to be too hard for him to tackle and take on. Perhaps the weakness in this kind of pillar is a lack of cooperation. So yang wood tiger has to have things their way, so it's a very stubborn and very kind of purpose driven pillar. So it is a bit my way or the highway. And because this is the tree that towers above all trees. So if you're the tallest tree in the forest, why would you listen to anybody else? And also this huge, huge tall tree has a great ambition and a great sense of purpose that drives them forward. And looking at where Dominic Cummings has been in his life, because in Chinese astrology, you can also see the roadmap of somebody's life. So you can see the influences that they're in. And we go through 10-year periods of time. Everybody's chart goes through a 10-year period of time. And we all change at different points, because if the whole world changed at the same point, we would have chaos. So everybody's charts changes at different points, and they go into a new 10-year, we call it a luck cycle. So Dominic Cummings went into a new luck cycle in 2017, and he entered a 10-year cycle of yang wood horse. So that's yang wood sitting on top of yang fire. The image we use for that pillar is like a flaming beacon. So this is the tallest tree, and then set fire to it. You're not going to miss it. It's going to be visible from the skyline. It's going to be visible from space, practically. So this is a hugely...
I found this on the web.
Oh, this is extraordinary. That's my Siri. What are they looking for? Skyline in space. So I'm going to leave it in. Who cares? So basically, this is the flaming beacon visible to all. And which means that when Dominic goes into this 10 years, his career goes to new heights, because the horse of this 10-year look cycle combines to his tiger, and this combination creates extra fire. And fire to him represents his career. So I know that's a bit technical, but the whole point is, once Dominic Cummings goes into this 10 years in 2017, he gets this what we call combination to fire, which makes his work life and his career life become hugely strong and actually very beneficial for him. So all the ambition and all the drive becomes massively accelerated and massively more visible, and hugely passionate about what his work will be for him during that time. So you're not going to be able to miss Dominic Cummings during this period of 2017 to, interestingly, 2027. He keeps this fire with him for that length of time. So at the start of this year, 2020, and our year in Chinese astrology begins in February, around the beginning of February, and we went into a metal rat. So it's been a huge year. And the only thing that can bring down this gargantuan blazing tree is a giant axe and a tsunami of water, which is exactly the nature of the year that we've gone into. So yang metal rat, by its nature, is an enormous axe sitting on an enormous amount of water that is made stronger by the metal. So the energy of 2020 is this huge, huge amount of metal creating this massive tsunami of yang water. So if you are a tall tree, burning tree visible on the skyline, and you meet an enormous axe and a tsunami of water, it's going to have some kind of impact on reducing or changing what you're going through in that pillar. So what happened is all this water that was brought in by 2020 comes into Dominic Cummings' chart. Now he sits in his chart, he has actually quite strong water. He has double pig. So he has two pigs in his chart, and pig sits on also on yang water. So he also has mess on his chart. So there's a lot of water in Dominic Cummings' chart. So when we come to 2020 and extra water comes in from this year, extra hugely strong water comes in from this year, it adds to the water that's already sitting in his chart. And what does a massively tall tree not need is a tsunami of water, because basically too much water will rot the roots of a tree and uproot it and basically give it a lack of stability. So 2020 comes in with this enormous amount of water and therefore starts to undermine the steadfastness or the rooting of this tree, and the water will start to kind of weaken and weaken and rot away the roots. Also, because fire is controlled by water, so when lots of water comes in, it will put out or try to put out fire. So he will be struggling this year to keep that fiery passion going, because also this year is rat, and technically speaking, rat clashes the horse, which is the 10-year look cycle he's gone into. So you don't need to worry if you don't follow the technical part of this. Just know that that fire is very much compromised by the amount of water that comes in, and he will struggle to stay alight during this time. And the yang metal of the year of 2020 is like an almighty axe. So with this already weakened tree, the mighty axe of the year comes in and starts to chop away at this weakened wood. Adding to that, So this has been happening since the beginning of 2020, and it has been an eventful year. Dominic Cummings has been in the news for other things this year. So you can see that the, you know, the mighty tree is kind of losing its foothold a little bit during this year of 2020. And then in November of this year, the month comes in and brings even more water into Dominic Cummings' chart, because November 2020 is a yin fire pig month. So pig, we know, sits on more water and brings in yet more water to this very soggy picture that we're already looking at. So when November comes in, it also brings the pig. So it's a yin fire pig month. Dominic Cummings has two pigs already in his chart. And pig in Chinese astrology sometimes have the potential to kind of trip themselves up. So say things or do things that are against their greater good. And when the pig of the month comes in, it actually triggers what we call self-harm technically in Dominic Cummings' chart. And then you've got three pigs stirring up the mud, and it's really hard to keep a focus when you've got this pig and pig and yet another pig triggering this harm to his chart. And the effect of that is, in a sense, it's a kind of speak now, regret it later. So that's the kind of nature and the kind of energy that he would have been receiving to his chart in as when November came in. And November came in on the 7th of November, because we're not aligned with the normal regular calendar. So so this would have started a week ago, basically. So as we picked up the pig of the month, this effect of extra water and this pig tendency to kind of trip yourself up comes in on the 7th. So he's had a week of it. And so ultimately this would have been the culmination of a very tricky week in a very tricky year for him personally. And when we look at the 13th of November, which was the day this all came to a head. So 13th of November was a metal monkey day. So this is the day that he left his job and walked out of Downing Street. So the monkey of the day is a clash to his tiger, which defines himself. It's in his day pillar. So the monkey comes in, even more metal clashes into his tiger, and therefore adds more. The monkey also contains water, adds even more water to the roots of this weakened mighty tree. And step forward, the yang metal acts of the day, as this tree is struggling to stay upright and keep itself rooted and anchored. The day contains the axe again. So the metal axe comes in on the day and swings the final blow. And Dominic Cummings packs all his belongings into a cardboard box and exits through the front door of Downing Street. Why not the back door? Because if you're the tallest tree, the most visible tree in your 10 years of being a flaming beacon tree, you're not going to go quietly through the back door of Downing Street. You're going to come out into the full glare of photographers, so they get the shot. And it's not a process of going quietly if you're a very tall, strong beacon of fire. So there you have it. I think it's very interesting, because we can always see what happens, what's coming up in somebody's life, and we can anticipate it, because Chinese astrology is not your fate, i.e. it's not like this is written in stone and this is what is going to happen in your life. What it is a map of your destiny. And if you know your chart and if you know Chinese astrology, you can navigate that map of your life, and you can anticipate and see things that are coming up. So if you know you're going through a period of time where perhaps you're entering a period of time where you're likely to trip yourself up, or your career is going to be clashed, etc., you can change the outcome of that by having awareness and doing things differently. So in Chinese astrology, we use it as a map. It gives us context and it gives us understanding of the hurdles or obstacles or opportunities that are coming up in the future for us. And coming back to Dominic Cummings' chart, he is in this for 10 years. I know he walked out through the front door of Downing Street yesterday. However, he's got several more years left in this period of time where that blazing tree is still going to be visible to other people or visible for his profile. So something perhaps also interesting might be on the horizon for Dominic Cummings. I doubt that this is the last we will see of him. So I hope you enjoyed that little trip through Dominic Cummings' chart. If you'd like to get hold of me, you'd like to get in touch with me, you can email me at denise@chineseastrology.co.uk. So if you've got any comments, if you have any questions, if you'd like to talk further, drop me a line. And I love talking about Chinese astrology, and I'd be very happy to have a conversation with you. Thank you very much. Have a great week.